All right. Nice to have you on. Club 1080 will be briefly interrupted here until we get bored of the Damian Lillard press conference.
Hot press conference. Nothing says
well,
Club 1080
come on. It's,
like press conference.
I know, but it's Dame's Lills.
Yes. Yeah, he's back.
He's back. We're waiting for him to take the... Okay, yeah, let's go to it.
Yeah,
this is the Blazers reintroducing Damian Lillard to Portland tonight.
Former Trailblazer texted me right after the news broke. He said, everything's right in the NBA again. And I just smiled and nodded, and it was like, yeah, I mean, it is. It never felt right seeing Damian in a different jersey. And, you know, we're really excited, of course, to bring him back to Portland and put him in that red and black. So, you know, we'll get into a few opening statements and answer any questions you have. But just really thankful to Dame for trusting in us, for believing in us, and for coming back. So, send it over to Chauncey.
Yeah, same thing for me, really. This is a happy day for all of us. Really, really excited to have Dame back. You know, it's been a process. I think if we're all being honest, we obviously never wanted to see him go. And even when he did, we all wanted to see him back. So it worked out perfect. I always just believe that things happen how they're supposed to. And unfortunately, he's hurt right now, and he'll be back as good as ever, you know, if you know anything about him. So we're really excited about that. I told him that this year he's going to be the highest paid assistant coach in league history because I'm going to be putting him to work every day. So we're really excited. We're really happy to have our guy back. Go ahead, Dalla.
For me personally, well, first I want to thank Joe, and I want to thank Chauncey because, you know, obviously for this to even be possible, we all had to be on the same page about it. But like they both said, it never felt right not being home, and you know, through it all, I found my way back, and just fortunate to be back with the group that I was with prior to leaving, to be a part of a great situation at home, and I'm just excited, you know, and really, really thankful and appreciative of the door being open for me to come back, even with me being hurt. And, you know, it means a lot to me to not only play for this organization again, I never wanted to not be playing for this organization, but to be back in this community, you know, that I'm most familiar with, the familiar faces, all of the things that I've been connected to even during the time that I wasn't playing here the last 2 years. So it all just feels right. You know, usually when I have to make a decision, I put a lot of thought into it. I ask a lot of questions to the people around me, but this was a decision that wasn't hard at all for me to make. And, you know, the people that I know love me and care about me, it was a easy piece of advice for them to give. It was easy for them to, you know, to support. So, like I said, I'm just thankful to be back. And it just feels like the perfect situation at the perfect time. So I'm just happy to be back.
Brenna Green, Coin 6 Sports. Damian, if I would have told you 2 years ago you would be sitting here right now doing this press conference, what would have your reaction been?
I probably would have been like, I don't know, you know, that's a little, in just 2 years, I probably wouldn't have believed it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't expect this to happen at some point, but for it to happen this soon, I wasn't expecting this.
For Dame and for Joe, Mike Richmond, can you talk about the process of kind of how this came together? When did you guys start talking about it? What did sort of the conversations look like and the meetings look like that led to this happening?
Once we learned Dame was leaving the Bucks, you know, it all happened pretty smooth and organically. Chauncey and I sat down with him a few times and had some really good conversations. You know, a lot of, you know, talking about goals and, you know, what the Trailblazers are trying to accomplish, what he's trying to accomplish, and seeing if those, you know, goals aligned. And I think we knew very early on that those goals were very similar. And the key thing there was just work out a deal and let's get this done. And it was really that smooth.
Lindsay Schnell, The Athletic. Dame, I'm curious, can you tell us how you told your kids that you were coming home and what their reaction is? I'm guessing Dame Jr. is old enough to like really get it. The twins might have been a little confused.
They're all old enough to pick up on it now, especially Dame Jr. But I didn't say nothing to them about it until Saturday when I actually signed, and they were with me, and we got back in the car to go home. And I got to a red light, and I just turned around, and my daughter was looking at me, and I told her, and she was like, "Wait, so like, we don't have to get on an airplane to Milwaukee no more?" I was like, "Yeah, like y'all don't gotta get on the plane no more." And she was like, "So you're gonna be at your house in Portland the whole time?" I was like, "Yeah," and she was like, "What?" Like she was, and then her brothers was kind of listening to that back and forth, and they were all extremely excited. So. I saved it for when I knew it was official.
With the Oregonian. Dame, what expectation are you setting for yourself after this year of rehab? What kind of player do you expect to be in 2026?
I think it's obviously a tough injury, but me personally, I know how I'm going to approach the whole rehab process, taking my time. A lot of trust in the people around me, a lot of trust in the surgeon that I went to. We've stayed connected. And I think I'm going to return to form. That's just my true belief. I think I'll return to form. I think with this injury, a lot of the people that I've spoke to that have experienced the injury and come back for it, a lot of the surgeons that I spoke to, a lot of the PTs that I've spoken to, have shared a lot of information with me. And a lot of it was encouraging for me. And I know what my assignment is to make that happen. And that's what I've been focused on doing. So it's a pretty slow process. That's why I'm taking the next season to make sure that I check every box and that I don't rush, especially at my age. But I expect to return to form.
I can Rose Garden report. This would be for, I guess, both Joe and Dame. Is there any possibility at all that Dame plays this upcoming season, or is the understanding that this is just a rehab year?
We're going to do what's best for Dame. And, you know, never say never in this world, but all that matters is him coming back to form, and that'll take as long as it takes, and we won't go a second faster than that.
My prideful self would be thinking differently, but I think that with age you get wiser, and like Joe said, it's going to be, you know, ultimately what's best, and I think to take the as much time as possible to make sure that I'm right, that's what I'll do.
Dan Carey Eggers, so assuming you don't play this next season, what will your role be? What will you do as far as the team on hands and that sort of thing? And then what role do you expect to play when you do get back?
I think not playing, just wanting to still have an impact on the team and still be present with the team. I think when you've been around the league for as long as I have, and you know you've had as much experience as I've had on the floor every day in practice, just being in this league and having a significant role, it's a lot to share. It's a lot that you need time to learn in the NBA. A lot of things you just learn over your amount of time. And with this being a younger team, it's a lot of things that I can share, you know, without having to be on the floor. And I think that'll be my main job this year. Like Chauncey said, I'm basically going to be like an assistant coach. So I'll be around, and, you know, my investment in the team will be the same as if I was playing, as far as, like, my time and where my energy is placed. And, you know, I think once I'm playing, it'll be the same. One thing that I've missed over the last 2 years playing on an older team is I'm able to be more and give more when I have something to pour into, you know, when I'm able to be invested in others' careers more. Being around younger players, so with this team, I'll have plenty of opportunity to do that, especially having a young, rising point guard like Scoot that I'm going to be, you know, playing with now, and Tumani and Denny, and Shaden, who I was with his rookie year. So just being around those guys and having so much to share and being able to pour into them and be a part of, you know, their continued progress is something that elevates me as a player and as a teammate and as a leader. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that as well, even when I'm playing.
Dame, Danny Morang, 105.1 The Fan. In your previous tenure, you were a flag bearer not only for the team, but the city, the organization, all of it. Just kind of what are your thoughts on being that right now as the team's up for sale and Adam Silver's comments about the preference of staying in Portland, it's the pride and thoughts that you've had of being that guy and being that guy again?
The city of Portland and the Trailblazers as an organization is just important to me. It's never been something that I've had to try and go out and do, you know, and make myself something. It's just how I feel, and I go off of, you know, what my true feelings are. So it was always genuine for the first 11 years of my career, and it was also always organic. You know, I never had to go out of my way to do something or make something appear to be a certain way, and I think this will be the same. You know, I don't need to try to announce myself as that or anything. I just operate as myself, and that's always been good enough. And I think, especially at this stage of my career, you know, I think it'll remain the same.
Casey Holdall, Trailblazers.com. Dame and Chauncey. Dame, could you speak? You did this now, but could you speak a little more about kind of your thoughts on the team as currently constructed, particularly how it's maybe different from the team that you were on your last season here? And Chauncey, I know it's probably kind of early, but have you thought at all about how you're going to use Dame once he is able to get back out there?
Should I go first?
Why don't you go first, Dame?
I think one thing that when we all sat down and, you know, this idea kind of started to move towards me signing back here, obviously I'm going to look at the basketball situation. You know, we play basketball and you want to win basketball games. So a lot of people, you know, may look at it as a family decision, and obviously anybody would have their family be a part of a decision that they make. But this was just as much a basketball decision. I've watched the team even at a distance. You know, I've followed and stayed in touch with what was going on. And looking at how the league is transitioning and how it's changing, you know, it's not the same old thing no more. It's young teams that guard and that have depth and that compete, that are connected. And this team has all of those things. You know, maybe because it's Portland, people may not be willing to say it, but you know, it's all there, you know, from the talent to the depth to having it on both sides of the ball, it's all there. And that's something that I believed in when I looked into a decision like this. So the personal part, the family, the basketball, the fact that this opportunity came unexpected, you know, being waived, it just felt like it just felt like the perfect timing and the perfect opportunity.
What you ask me again, man? It's actually pretty neat. Oh yeah, that's a long way from now. You know, obviously I'm more excited right now to have Dane back, and like he said, just pouring into our young guys. You know, I want to see Scoop and Shaden take a step this year. You know, of course, you know, I coach these guys very hard, but it's always different when you're getting that mentorship and that tutelage from a guy that wears a jersey. And to have Dame and to have Drew and have these guys pouring into him, I'm really, really excited about that. And then when we get to that point, we get there, you know. But I'm really excited about what we've been able to do this summer and what our team looks like right now. And when Dame is able to come back, we'll be super ready for him. But I'm really not even thinking about a year from now. You know, I'm thinking about this year.
Hey, Damien. Annie Peterson from AP. You know, you said it was also a basketball decision, but how much did being with your kids in the same city factor into your decision? How much did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. I mean, it's my kids. So it only made it that much sweeter. But to that same point, even when I wasn't here, I created a situation where I could still be with my kids as often as possible. So, like I said, that was part of it. You know, it's well documented that I'm a family guy. And when you have kids, that's even more so the case, you know, once you have kids of your own. So obviously that's a part of that. You know, it makes it that much better. But the same is to be said about, you know, basketball and what I've always wanted to accomplish in a Trailblazer uniform. And now looking at the team and it, in my opinion, being positioned to do, you know, what I've always wanted to have opportunity to do.
All right, that is live coverage of Damian Lillard being reintroduced to you, the sports fan in Portland.
The first ever question by 105.1 The Fan.
Yeah.
Danny Meringue.
Yeah, I like how he got that in there.
Yeah.
Although, I wonder if somebody hears that and goes, oh, and they tune into 105.1 The Fan and they hear right Maroon 5.
Hey, this guy's got some jams. That Adam Levine is a talented son of a bitch.
Well, I don't have any takeaways. Do you have any takeaways from that?
I'm just sad that I didn't get to ask my question.
What would be your question?
Dame, talk to me about the Butterhogs. What are you going to miss about Milwaukee besides the Butterhogs?
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee Butterhogs. Can you imagine if you asked that? I mean, it sounded like there were a lot of people there.
There were.
Would he ask for clarity? Or how would he react if you asked that with a straight face?
I want to hope that he would chuckle, but I don't think.
Probably.
Well, I don't know. I think you'd get a lot of looks, and people wouldn't really know what you're talking about. There'd be one guy in
people
there that's like a P1. Yeah, exactly. And they would laugh and they would love it. But then everybody else would be like, what the hell? And then they would just be like, get out of here.
Dame, as a single man and heading from Portland to Milwaukee, can you talk to us about the prevalence of the. I believe the term is Milwaukee butter.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs. God.
Renowned. It's what the city of Milwaukee is known for. Oh, also this one too. Dame, talk to me about the confidence level of the history of the Portland Trailblazers rehabbing lower leg injuries.
Jeez. That'd be right.
You know, buddy-buddy stuff.
Which is why we're not at the press conference and Danny is.
That's right.
No, Danny that's right. is erect the over that entire press conference.
Do you think he had to stand up in order to ask the question? No, so he had to hide his...
There's a trapper keeper that he's keeping on his lap at all times. He's having a moment.
Lindsey Schnell sighting in that thing.
Peterson?
And Annie Peterson's still around. Like we were telling Brenna Green earlier today, we haven't been to a press conference in probably 15 years.
As you can tell why.
And yeah, Annie's awesome. She's really nice. She does the AP. She's been doing it for years. And I didn't think she was still doing it, but she's still doing there. It. And then Lindsey Schnell, she was the one who, I think you pissed her off at one point, didn't
I'm
you?
I'm sure I
didn't
did.
Didn't you get in a fight with her?
It's possible.
She's kind of a bitch, and she came at you.
I
and
don't know. I pissed a lot of there people
was,
off.
There was a kerfuffle, I thought, with her.
It's possible. Well, a lot of people didn't like. Remember for years when we'd go to press conferences, I would ask with AVN Adult Video News.
No, you would not.
Oh, 100%.
You did not. You never did that.
AVN.
You joked about that.
Oh, no. AVN was a real thing.
You never did that.
No one knew what AVN was.
I did.
I didn't say Adult Video News. I would say AVN.
You would not.
Oh, that happened.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that coverage of Damian Lillard. He's awesome.
He is.
Good dude.
Now he's back. Now he's ours.
It was a little weird when they were talking about, Cronin in his shake voice said they have similar goals.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, does he really think they're going to be good? Like, what are their goals?
I don't know.
What?
He's back.
I think he just wants to double. First of all, he lives here, so he's like, it's easier if I live here. My kids are here. And then second, I get another paycheck. That's good enough.
It's
for me.
A very nice dream disconnected from reality.
Totally. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It really is.
If all that stuff happened, that'd be great.
Stop worrying about that. Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, they're asking, hey, Chance, how are you going to use Lillard? He's not going to play for a year.
Well, and Chance did say, we'll see you down the road. It's interesting. It's like what happens with Scoot. You know, Scoot and Shaden both have to, I mean, they're in contract situations.
It's actually pretty neat.
All right. Listen, we've got bigger fish to fry here, okay?
Yeah.
Theo is dead.
I know. I saw that.
We'll get to that story next on The Fan.